I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show for Friday, starting with Van Halen. One of their best songs. Easily one of their best songs. Anyway, Sarah's out. So the rest of us are here, though, and we are live, and we're going to do a show and hope that you'll stick around for it.
I was thinking about her all night, just like, Sarah, what is she doing right now? Yeah, where is she in Boston yet? What's happening? What's she eating?
She already posted some drink.
What is it?
I don't know. Some cocktail from Boston Booze.
Nice.
On Instagram. I just thought, good for her. Get right to the party. It's going to be, so she's got a quick turnaround, and we all know what that travel's like. Personally, I hate it.
Yeah, it's hectic.
I think that I still have fun traveling. You get somewhere and you're just completely out of your, I'm not thinking about bills or work or whatever. And it really does free you up. But if you've got a 2-day trip and 2 days of travel, it's more trouble than it's worth, in my opinion.
Right. Well, that's what I was talking about. Like, you know, me wanting to go to Vegas or something. It's just a quick turnaround that it's almost not worth it because you're just rushing.
Well, Vegas, though, isn't Vegas one of those trips where because it's a short enough flight, you just, the party starts when you get on the plane and
the party don't start till I walk in. And
don't stop.
Oh, man. It's not just Sarah, everyone. It's the rest of the show.
Of course.
Has it, too.
I do that to Bryn all day long.
That's a song, you know.
He's like, what are you doing? I go, that's a song.
Isn't the trip home, though, just the full-on hangover?
You feel like crud.
The bar flight.
Well, if she does it right, it is.
Right.
But then you need days to recover, so it's just like, oh, no, that's too much. Nothing's worse than being hungover on a flight back home.
I don't know.
There are worse things.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Missing your flight home.
Right.
Well, yeah.
That's always bad.
Anyway. I was watching one of my housewife shows last night. It was actually a rerun from years ago.
Oh, wait. Let me ask you something. So, Johnny V's, you're alone.
Yeah.
Where is he?
He's been in Long Beach all week for Mercedes-Benz training.
So much training in this
show. I don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, they do a lot of training. It takes a lot of work.
What are they teaching?
A lot of online stuff, the seminar stuff. Yeah.
I bet you he's just telling them, you guys got to get better looking. I don't know what your problem is. Men love me. Women love me. I'm a jean shirt model. That's all you got to be. Men love me. Women love me. I just stand.
The kids love me. The animals love me.
People don't even like smoke. I blow smoke right in their face. They're like, thanks.
Okay, may I have another? He said yesterday they were doing, they were video recording people so everyone could see how they looked on camera. Like, oh, I don't like the way I look on camera. I look old, he said. But they said I look good, so I'm like, oh, good.
Well, he's got the white hair, but he's still a pretty handsome dude.
Yeah, he's good looking. Yes, I've been missing him this week. I feel lonely. Ella sits at the end of the bed looking at the doorway, waiting for him to walk in.
Aren't you taking this opportunity to go hang with your girlfriends?
You know, there's only so many times you can do that.
What?
Yeah. I did, I went to lunch twice this week. That was enough. I've just been going home.
Anyway, you were watching the Housewives.
So I was watching the Housewives in these. We were talking about missing your flight. They had to go to the rehearsal dinner. One of them was getting married. So they had the girls' bachelorette party in Vegas. Vinny, they missed their flight and had to rent a vehicle and drive to San Diego. And they were so hungover, like they had to pull over. One person, you know, had to use the bathroom in the desert. Another person was throwing up. It was just like, oh, I was looking at the ladies going, oh, I feel you, girls. I feel you. They were sweating. It was just horrible. They looked miserable.
All in the name of fun.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay. I just, you know what? Because I'm doing all, I'm looking at the rundown because, again, Sarah's out for today. That Niall Horan's, the next word is flicker.
Uh-huh, Flicker World Tour.
But that L and the I are...
running together.
Jammed in there closely.
What is Jane promoting?
And I'm like, are you guys trying to get me fired?
Oh, never.
You just slipping cuss words in there on me?
Not at all. It's been on Neil, there all week, though.
Is it Niall or Neil?
Niall.
Niall Horan's Bleeper World Tour 2018.
Flicker World Tour 2018.
All right.
Jane has tickets for that at 4:05 and 6:05 today.
The Flicker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know if any of you caught the... Hooman, any chance you were in a box seat...
at the
having
Niners?
Having champagne at the Niner game last
night?
Yeah,
he was.
Well,
wait a minute. You were?
No, the opportunity was there, but, you know, yesterday you had mentioned several times on the show, hey, everyone, prepare yourselves for a bunch of really crappy traffic later on today.
Yeah.
And you're right. I mean, I've been to a couple Niners games. I have pretty good seats when I go, so I don't worry
about
the
sun. Yeah, not obviously, but so you, where were you?
Well, so I didn't go last night because of the traffic and, you know, Sarah's not here and, you know, we got here extra early today and prepared and went over our news break. So I wanted to be on my A-minus game.
Nice. So you didn't even try is what you're saying.
No, but I was texting with you, Zed, a little bit last night.
Yeah, I actually thought you were there, Hooman, because you said it's not even half full.
So I was curious to see if the... I mean, and I know you're going to get into this later, but if the $13 seats were selling.
Did they?
Well, I was looking on Instagram, and it looked at least half empty to me. I mean, I was watching all the live updates, everyone, like, making videos from their seats, and even, like, a lot of the, you know, best seats were empty.
Fans don't normally want to say a loss is a great game because we lost, but it was a great game.
39-41? Is that the final?
41-39. Huh. High scoring. Super exciting. I mean, there were some just, I guess you call them blown plays where some guy breaks a long run. That sucks. But it's also exciting and fun to watch. So it was pretty good. I mean, I only half watched because I was doing 10 things at once.
Mm-hmm.
I got home late yesterday.
What were you doing?
I had to do house stuff. You know, when Sarah comes in here and talks about it, she loves that stuff.
Right.
Even if she's bitching about it, she loves it. She sets it up long strings of projects. There's a project for after the project.
Right.
So she actually does love it. I don't. And I was working all day yesterday. I had it. You guys know what reverse osmosis is?
Of course. Mm-hmm. It's how you distill water, but it doesn't necessarily work.
Oh,
because
come on!
The reason is because reverse osmosis is to get rid of the fluoride in the water. Mm-hmm. But the problem is the fluoride molecule is smaller than the water molecule. So when you do the reverse osmosis, the fluoride actually gets through the screen or whatever you're using. There are some like debates on like steaming and doing reverse osmosis at the same time, but the whole point of reverse osmosis is for the fluoride. Why do you ask?
Well, doesn't it get out the other garbage out of
yes,
the water?
Yes, it gets
too,
everything else out. If you don't think fluoride's bad, then do reverse osmosis because it gets everything else out.
Okay, so at least that part. So anyway, I had an appointment to meet with the people. The people who sold us the house we bought took the water thing
filter
with them because they're expensive. So
right.
I get it.
They paid for it, sure.
But what they left was a note next to the little chingadera there where you get the water that says, do not use. Because if you look underneath, there's just a blank spot where the thing was supposed to. So anyway, I had to call the people out. I had an appointment yesterday at 11.
11 a.m.?
So, yeah.
Did you make it?
I left. Yeah, I raced to it from here.
By that, doing the speed limit.
65 the whole way.
Good
just
for you,
in
baby.
Time. I just in the nick of time. But anyway, I had a lot.
Who do you call for that?
the company that was doing it. What now?
Water Busters.
Ghostbusters.
Raymond is not sitting at his normal. Here, I'll hit that for you.
Oh, what are you going to hit?
Ghostbusters.
Really? I don't think there's a Ghostbusters over there.
It's not going to be on the button.
What are you talking about?
I only have 50 buttons, so I have
Let's see what he hits.
I have to prioritize.
Hit one. Let's see if it's the
one. Hold on. I'm looking for Ghostbusters. Mm-hmm. You don't have that over here at all.
It's not on the replay, no. It's on the computer somewhere. I'm going to log on and...
How about those cans, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How about thanks, them? Sarah.
Happy Friday. One's called Sarah's Cans, everyone. I figured I'd touch those.
You know what? Thank God that you're getting a reverse osmosis filter. It's so good for you, and it cleans your water. And
what about the fluoride?
Fluoride you're stuck with, unfortunately, is not going to work. But everything else is great.
He's so anti-fluoride.
You can't believe the guy comes out and... Here I am in the appointment, and I'm like, look, I got stuff to do after this, too, so what's this? What's the deal?
Mm-hmm.
And he tells me the price, and I cussed. I totally was like, holy!
Mm-hmm.
What was the price? $10,000?
No. It's not for the whole house. It's just for that one station. Yeah, uh-huh. So it's not that much. It does cost that much to do the whole house, though.
You gonna do the whole house?
No!
Oh.
$10,000 to take a bath in it?
No, thanks.
Forget it.
Well, how often do you have to replace it? Because I know you got to replace those filters.
Just the filter's a lot cheaper, so that's not really the issue. It's just the man. And once a year, you got to replace it.
You know, Dong uses reverse osmosis water for his fish.
So
the one at Kuksu one that you guys will see on Sunday?
Yeah.
He has a
Hold on.
Except Vinny.
300 gallon fish tank. And he uses all reverse osmosis water.
At the Kulksulwan studio.
Where is it located?
As soon as you walk in, you'll see.
In Millbrae.
Yeah.
Does it work for all the faucets as well or just for the fish?
No, he actually just has this little contraption on the side.
Just for the fish?
Just for the fish.
That's incredible.
He fills up these huge...
What about the people?
I know. What about
did
students?
You say how many gallon tank it is?
300 gallons.
It's huge.
Over 300 gallons, I think. You could fit like 5 guys in there.
Wow. Does he just take mushrooms and watch that thing, or what?
No, I don't know. I don't think so.
No, he doesn't do drugs.
Sounds like fun, though, because I stare at that sober all day. It's super cool. It's really cool, the saltwater fish.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to consider the $10,000 for reverse for the whole house?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't have it. We don't have it.
Okay.
So would you end up paying for this?
Well, I didn't pay for it yet. I made the appointment, but it's a couple $1,000. Which was shocking enough for me to let one fly.
Right.
And I was like, all right. Well,
Asking for friends and family discount? Did you try to negotiate on the
spot? No, I did not say it.
Did you say you'll do live spots for him?
Hey, any chance? No, I did not say that.
We got this radio show.
This little tiny show.
I'll just pay.
Yeah, 250,000 people. So what else did you have to do?
Preparing the garage floor for covering.
What kind of covering?
It's called it's just a coating that you put on it. It's like painting the garage
in the new
floor
garage.
Bottom, in the new garage.
Mm-hmm. Just like seal it or something?
Seal it. Exactly. You know what? I can't believe Johnny V hasn't done that at your house.
No.
He'd love it.
Why would he need to do it?
Because it makes it look like a brand new... It almost looks like... I don't know. It looks like part of the house after it's done.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't look like the garage, like cement floor.
Yeah, I don't think he cares about that.
He doesn't?
It's covered with vehicles.
Anyway.
It's spotless, all right. Super clean.
Somehow we went long enough to be late, so...
It happens.
So again, Sarah's out. We're here. We're going to play songs. We'll do the new music. We'll do some news. We'll do some celebrity trash. There's a lot, actually, to report today, so it should be fun. Hang out. We'll be back after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Price and coverage match limited by state law.